Okay, we're in the middle of the Ramban. The Ramban is arguing with Rashi. And Rashi suggested that Nedus Chal B'Kayim Mitzvahs Lois Asay. That's why even if let's say in Kippur or whatever it is, it'll be Nasser, still the Ned will be Chal. Based on the Mishnah, it says that neder is chal on mitzvahs. Man says Mishnah is talking about that l'kayim is a mitzvah, and neder levatos a mitzvah. But neder l'kayim it's nice to say is not chal. Then it's chal iser. Then he says. From even Rabbi Yehuda Maseira that says Shua Ischal, the Ban's assuming upon at least according to Rabbi Yehuda Maseira, Shua Ischal, Lakayim, Loisasei, like a Shua Nevel Ischal. Says the Ramban, because it's Daim Lissa Maisiv, because Chayat Malem Carbon, Hashem came in a Darim. We asked yesterday, so this is a ma'isa. We said there's three exceptions. One is chalisa, one is kail, ma'isa, mazachas. The question is, first of all, why the Chama arguing? And why does Taisa say so why Chama? What's the other side? Why Chama arguing? Or is this a kail? It's a ma'isa. So ma'isa, this Ramban that he considers that the fact that the carbon's chal, the fact that the shvu has a carbon makes it a ma'isa. That's called ma'isa. Remember, there's two building problems with this. One is a simple cheshbon, and that is. That the fact that it's mice, that's a more chamed gainish, who said that's called mice? Just because you bring the carbon, who said that's called mice? Could be mice needs, that's mice of hana, what's mice of some type of chumra, and that's a miser. But that's the fact that the einish is more, that's not necessarily something that's tesefes in the iser itself. So maybe that's why Chum hold that we don't say it's called Issa Maisiv over here. I think Chum is Chal. The other problem is, and this we see in the Rambam in the famous Nekuda on the floor, the Rambam holds at this point, and that is, question is, when we say Issa Maisiv. You say by Issa Maisiv, does it have to? Is it enough to say that if Lui Yitzur the Issa was Chal, this Lui Yitzur the second Issa was Chal, it would be Chal more? Then we say it's ready Maisiv. What do we say? No, Maisiv has to be that independent of whether or not the second Issa will be Chal on the first Issa, still. The second Isser is going to be Chal with on Tesefes. I'm talking in the air. For example, Eishes Ish being Chal on a Chaisai. Right? So, the Isser Eishes Ish is Chal on the rest of the world, whether or not it's Chal on a Chaisai. Right? The guy's sister got married. So she's also to the whole world. So we say, since she's also to the whole world, she's also also to her brother. This is Shemus Eishes is Chal, is Chal even have a brother. Over there, regardless of whether we say Issachal Isser by Maisif, right? Over there, Maman of Shach, the Isser of Eishes Ish is Chal on the rest of the world. So now we can say, once it's Chal on the rest of the world, it's also Chal on, it's also chal on the benegay of the brother, right? Mashenkein in Taisvis, Mashenkein in the Ramban, where there the chi of carbon is what we're calling the carbon. The chi of carbon is a tesefes that we're calling the chi of carbon a tesefes. But that's that. But if we say ain es chal lisser, so then the shvuah is not chal, and we never get to the tesefes. It's just that if lo yitzur, the shvuah would be chal. It would be chal more than the first lisser. Who said that's called ma'isif? And we by shvuah to be chal on an iser deraisa on a veila, yeah. So the guy makes a shvuah not in the veila, yeah. So what does Ramban say? Since the iser of shvuah is, let's say, more encompassing than neveila, le'inyan they chayiv carbon on shvuah, we're not chayiv in neveila. But the chayiv carbon is not independent of the shvuah being chal on the neveila. Notice, if lo yitzur, the chayiv shvuah will be chal on the neveila, it's going to be more, right? So it means the second iser has more than the first iser, but that tosefes, this that it's more, is not independent of it being chal on the first iser. It's only if it was chal, then it'll be more. Who said that's called ma'isiv? Now we see clearly in the Rambam, all is not called ma'isiv, because that's the whole yisayin of the Rambam. The famous Rambam, in what's known as the Nekudah Nefla, because the Rambam says, Yesh li b'zeh Nekudah Nefla, Yesh li b'zeh Nekudah Nefla.
Be independent of what you're making, or
the second one. The whole yisayid is the fi the Rambam, that if the second iser is chal memanav shach, whether or not it'll be chal in the first iser, the second is part of the second iser is chal anyway. In the case of Esh Tish, yeah. So then once it's chal gabe him also. Now we've seen the Rambam, we'll grab this or no. What was Rambam talking about? Rambam, the Gemara, the Mishnah says that Iser of Hekdish is Chal on Chalev. Yeah? What? The Persian Mishnah is in Krisus, Paragimel Mishnah Dal. So there, the Mishnah says, why is, the Rambam explains, why is it that Hekdish is Chal on Chalev? Because this is a Chalev is only Nisr Chila, not Nisr Ana. Adram, Teres Mater Chalev Ba'ana. Teres Mater Chalev Ba'ana. So, but this is hektish, is also bahana. So this hektish, if you matish the behema, so till now, the behema, the chela was only also bachila. Now this is hektish is going to make it bichal b'shahana. So meila, it's even going to be also bachila. Now there is this hektish is meisif over the Isser of Chalev, and that it's Maisiv Hana, it's Maisiv and Isser Hana. So, in fact, the Rambam, so what will be if someone cooks Chalev B'cholov? So, the question is, as the Rambam, what happens if someone cooks Chalev B'cholov? So, Harei, do we say Enes Chal Iser? The Iser of Basa B'Cholav cannot be Chal on the Iser Chalev, because on the Chalev, because the Chalev is already Aser. That's what we say Gepshutai. Enes Chal Iser. In fact, the Rambam, but this Basa B'Cholav is even Aser Bahana. So therefore, why do we say that Basa B'Cholav should be Chal on Chalev? So you cook Cholav B'Cholav, the Issa Basa B'cholav should be Chal, because just like Hekdish is, because Maisif Hanah, it's Chal on Chalev, so Basa B'cholav, since Issa Basa B'cholav is Maisif Hanah, it should also be Chal on Chalev. How's that affect the Rambam? Dr. Rambam, and the same thing in Vela. You know, it doesn't have to be cute, chalev, cooking cholev b'chalev, or chalev b'cholev. It could be the same question in Vela. If you cook Nevela with cholev, the Issa Basa B'cholev should be chalev Issa Nevela. Just like Issa Kachim, Issa Hekdesh is chalev on the chalev. Why? Because the Maisav Hanah. Has any effect the Rambam? Talk to Rambam, or you saw it. He says, "Ki bas b'chol v'nesav hanah el machmash asa kasa asa achilasai." L'fiya yisoy shemarnu shekol davar shenesra achilasai nesra lahanes boy. Ach yivchal kasa. The Gemara in Pesachim it says, wherever it says leisaychal, leisaychu, etc. Echad es achila ve'echad es hanah b'mashma. Meir says the Rambam. So basa b'cholav, that's nesa b'hana. The isra hana is not independent of the isra achila. The isra hana is not independent of the isra achila by basa b'cholav. By hekdesh, the isra hana has nothing to do with the isra achila. There's a separate isra hana. And therefore we say, Hekdesh on Chalev, the Isra Hanah is for sure Chal. Whether or not Isra Achil is going to be Chal, but the Isra Hanah is for sure Chal. And once the Hekdesh is Chal, the Inyan Hanah, it's also Chal, Inyan Achila. Even though Rabbi Abraham had a question this morning, that the Lav, the Ram brings down in Hilchos Me'ilah, Paragal Halacha Gimel, the Lav, the Azara for Hekdesh, is Mesuch Lecha B'Sharecha, is a pasuk with Asa Achila. So where does Ram get this independent Isser Hanah by Hekdesh? Okay, that's the question. Bagapam Ramam says, the Isser Hanah of Hekdesh is independent of Isser Achila, so therefore we say that since the Isra Hanah is Chal, the Mela of Isra Achila is Chal by Hekdesh. The Isra Achila of Hekdesh is Chal on the Chela. Hashem Kain, says the Rambam, by Basa B'Cholav, it's one thing. Shnei Advarim Yachad Hein, Isra Basa B'Cholav. U'mach Shemarnu, Ein Is Chal Isser. So Mela, since the Isra Achila is not Chal, the Isra Achila is not Chal. So Meila, the Isra Hanah is not Chal either. Vayochel Isra Basa B'cholav al Isra Neveila. Nistalg Mashu Asa B'hanah. Harei Mutte B'hanah. Vayocholaykem Mishum Neveila. V'yeir Isra Basa B'cholav Kolol Sherei Einai Chal. Yeah.
Even though there's three different
scripts. Oh. So, question is, Smaish asked a very good question.
Okay.
What?
Rabbi Abraham mentioned.
Okay, Rabbi Abraham asked a very good question. Then, L'chaira, by Basa B'cholav, we have three surim. Right? There are three surim. It says three times, L'savasha, B'di B'chalei Dimai. And we say, Echer Isra Achila, Echer Isra Bishol. Ve'echad iser achila, ve'echad iser hanah b'mashma. Three psukim. So what's the Rambam telling me? That by basa b'cholav, the reason why the we don't say that the basa b'cholav should be chal and chalev, because since iser achila is not chal, this hanah is not chal either. because it's one thing. It's different than Hagdah. What do you mean? The three psukim. Rams is the only three psukim. Rams is the only seven pasuk. It's not true. There are three psukim. So, if you look at the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Loisa Kupay Zayin, where the Rambam discusses the mitzvah of Isser Basim Chalak. Now, the Rambam Kupay Vav counts this of a Bishul Basim Chalak. The Rambam Kupay Zayin counts this of Achilas Basim Chalak. He has his hiranu me'achol basa b'chala, but who amr gam kain le'zavash b'li b'chalevi mai pam shnia. Right, so by yisra achil. So now, so the Rambam counts two mitzvahs for basa b'chala, yisra bishul and yisra achilah. So the obvious question is, if Moshe just told us that there's three psukim, one for Bishul, one for Achila, one for Hana, so why in the world doesn't the Rambam count three mitzvahs? You count Isra Bishul, Isra Achila, and Isra Hana. So Rambam himself asks this question, and Rambam says, Roi Lisha Ermez al Sheirish Gadol, Shle Kadam Li Zaychrei. He can tell you a yisoid that you heard it here first. Says the Rambam, so he asks me, someone should ask on me, Le'ezadav menisa isra achilasin isra bishula shtei mitzvahs like tim le'isura hana mitzvah shtei, why don't you count isra hana as the third mitzvah? Says the Rambam, that you cannot count the Isra Hana as a separate mitzvah, because the Isra Hana and the Isra Achila is one inyan. Shachila, says the Rambam, is min mimina hana. The Isra Achila is really one type of hana. It's one, in other words, the Isra Achila is not independent Isra. It's not this Isra to eat, and it's a separate to have hana.
But that's only talking about the hana of eating.
What
about selling?
Yeah, one second. The iser achilas as the Rambam is the gedder. The iser achilas is really what we might call hanas achila. Or akpam the achila is a type of hana. There's a reason why Torah is asking achila. It's not achila by itself. It's achila as being part of Isra Hana. There's a broad Isra Hana, and one of the Hanayas that the Torah is answering you is Hanas Achila. And over here again, the Rambam marshals the Gemara in Pesachim Chaf Aleph, and wherever it says, Lo Seichu, actually, Farah Chakosim, so whenever it says Lo Seichel, means Isra Achil and Isra Hana. So the Rambam is extending that Gemara to Basa B'chala. Even though Basa B'chala, it doesn't say Lashon Achila, it doesn't say Lo Seichel. So Rabbo's din that Lo Seichel means Achil and Hana shouldn't apply. Says the Rambam, no. The Sharish of that Gemara applies here also. Because the charge of that Gemara is, what that Gemara is saying, I'm saying the Rambam, is Batsim that the Isra Achila in the Torah is a chelik of Isra Hana. The Achila is really part of Isra Hana. That's why we say, when it said Leisaychel, it means even Hana. Because Batsim, Leisaychel is an example of Hana. So Mel says the Rambam, by Basa B'chalav, where the Rambam will explain to us why is it the Torah doesn't say Leisaychal. Rambam explains it afterwards. But Saif, the Torah didn't say Leisaychal, therefore the Torah had to compensate for not saying Leisaychal by itself, and the Torah had to give you two psukim, one for Achila, one for Hana. But ultimately, the Achila and the Hana, Basa B'chalav, is really the same as if it would have said Leisaychal, and we know Achil and Hanah together, and ultimately, at the end of the day, by Bas Mechalav, the Isra Achila and the Isra Hanah are intertwined. It's not two separate Isurim, and which means that the Isra Achila is a one form of Hanah. And therefore, the Rambam says, that I only count in Sefer Mitzvahs two Isur, Isur Bishul and Isur Achila, because the Isur Achila and Isur Ana are not really two separate Isur. That is the side of what the Rambam says in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Now,
really, Achila by itself.
So
now that
there's a pasuk for the other one,
should split it.
What do you mean?
If it was just
Achila's
stam, then it would be
Achila's
Hanah.
Right. Now that it's separate, it should be both. Right. So that's why it's Machdim. That's what Rambam says. Because over here, the Torah couldn't say just Leisaychal. Because it wants even ask us like a derech. So here I had to say Achila in the Lashon of Bishul. Now since it didn't say Lashon of Bishul, you wouldn't necessarily know Hano also. So I have to say it this way. But ultimately we understand that at the end of the day, over here for technical reasons, the Torah had to give two Yisurim. But ultimately the two Yisurim fused together to become one. So now, let me ask you a question. If the Rambam says that the Isur Achila is really a form of Hano, so it would seem that really the Iker is the Hanah. Yeah? So Kane, back to the Rambam in Pirshu Mishnayis, back to the Rambam Pirshu Mishnayis, so the Rambam says, since this Achil is not Chal, this Hanah is not Chal. Was even before that. The answer to my question, Rambam says there's no pasuk to answer Hanah, right? So we ask, what do you mean? There is a pasuk, yeah. There's three pesukim. So the answer is, and this is what B'chanan says in Kavis Haris, that what the Rambam means is not that you don't have a pasuk. The Rambam means you don't have a separate pasuk, because Achila and Hanah goes together. So you don't have a separate pasuk to Aser Hanah. And like the Rambam says in Sherish Tess, the fact that you have a lot of psukim saying the same thing doesn't add anything to the equation. The point is, if it's one yisayid, if it's one iser, you can have other psukim, doesn't make a difference. The point is that it's one iser. So the point is that Achila Hanah, in the Rambam Pesach Mishnah, saying it's one iser. Achila Hanah is one iser. Mela, even though it's not the pasuk, doesn't make a difference. But even after the pasuk, it's still one iser. I mean, if it's one iser, then we don't say that there's no problem of iserchal and iserchal iser, because iser is not chal. Iser is not no is not chal independent of the iser achila. And therefore, if it's not chal independent, then you don't say that it's considered iser ma'isiv, because then forget it. If iser achila is not chal, iser no is not chal either. Okay, but so let me ask you a question though. Rambam says that Achil is a form of Hanah, then it would seem that Hanah is the Iker, and therefore Fakert. So what's behind the Rambam Pesach Mishnayis? By Bas B'Chalav, Fakert. Bas B'Chalav is an Isra Hanah, and Achil is a form of Hanah, but it's Isra Hanah. So then why do we say that when you cook Chalav B'Chalav, Nevel B'Chalav? Nevel b'chalav, then let's say adraba, that isra na bas b'chalav is for sure chal, and once it's a nas chal, there's a chila chal, because what Rambam said, isra chila, since isra chila is not chal, isra na is not chal either. But even this, that isra chila is better a form of ana, it's adraba. We should say that isra na is chal, and meila. It's a bas b'chol of chal, because ikr is the anah, and memela this is a chil b'chol also. Adab, Ram in Sefer Mitzvah is telling me that achil is a form of anah. So why is Hanna telling Achila? The Rambam in the Perush Mishnah says, since there's Achila's Nachal, it's another Nachal, why don't we say Bakar? That Achila's telling enough, the Nas Chal, then Achila should be Chal.
Maybe
Chal
was also
that way. What?
Maybe Chal was also that
way. What?
Chaylev
is also, this basically Achilov, just like Hanoah. The type of Hanoah. But the Torah was Machadish that this is the only Hanoah that's lesser in Chaylev. No.
It's still
Hanoah. No. Because no. Because then, if that was true, then Hekdesh and Chaylev also wouldn't be Chal. Then we don't say because Hanoah is Chal, then the Chaylev is Chal. It's a good horror. So I think the answer is the question clear? I'll say it again. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, Rambam, what? Yeah. It should be like Hekdesh. Again, the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos says a big Yisai. Yeah, the Hekdesh, the Isra of Hanav Hekdesh is Chal, whether or not the Isra Chil is going to be Chal. So once this Hekdesh, the Hanav is Chal, the Mele Isra Chil is Chal and Chel also. Hashem Basim Chalav, if this Achil is not Chal, this Hanah is not Chal. Because this Hanah is not independent of this Achil. It's one thing. Like he says this in the Sefer Mitzvahs, it's one thing. Yeah? Hanah and Achil of Basim Chalav is one. So if the Achil is not Chal, we never get the ball rolling. We never get the first base. Because this Achil is not Chal, and it's Chal Isser, Mele Hanah is not Chal. But I'm asking, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, Ram told us that the Achila is a form of Hanah. Which would sound like the Batz of the Iker is Hanah, and the Achil is a form of Hanah, and Mamela says, let us say Fakarit, that if Iker is the Hanah, if the Iker is the Hanah, so they'll say the Hanah is Chal, the Hanah is Chal, and Mamela, since the Hanah is Chal on the Chalev, so this Achil is Chal also. Why do we say that since the Achil is not Chal, the Hanah is not Chal? One second. If Achil is a form of Hanah, then L'chayr, it would seem that the Iker is Hanah. So then, Andra and Ram Hashem is all the foot by saying that they're one, right? But what does it mean they're one? The Achil is like Hanah. The Isra Achil is Hanah of the Achil. Achil is a form of Hanah. That means the Iker is Hanah. So we should say that the Isra Basim Cholav, we cook Chalav Cholav, we should say that the Isra Basim Cholav is the Hanah of Basim Cholav should be Chal, and Mel Adra, the Mel Achil is Chal. One second. Yes, it's a masking. Oh, so the answer is about to say that Hare in mitzvah Kupay Zayin, what is the title of the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah? When Ram does, Ram say only counts two. Bishul and what's the second one? Achila. Not Hanah. Right? So if the Iker is the Hanah, so then Ram should say, Hamitzah Kupay Zayin, Hisha Ziranu, Milana is Bas Mechalav. If we're saying that the Iker is the Hanah, because Achil is just a form of Hanah, so then when Ram tells you can't count both, yeah? Seder. So which one should he count? The three Pesukim. Bishul, Achil, and Hanah. So why, when he counts the second one, how is he counting it? Is he counting it Achila? Is he counting it Hanah? Ram says he his Iranu mechal basim chalav. What's the base Achila?
We're saying that Hashem.
Right. So I'm asking.
I'm
asking. One second. Again, I'm asking. I'm headed somewhere with this. Okay. I'm asking Kasha. The Rambam in Kupay Zayin says that Achila is a form of Hanah. So then why, when he counts Kupay Zayin, and that's why he doesn't count two mitzvahs. There's no Kupay Ches, Isra Hanah. We stop at Kupay Zayin. Yeah? But which mitzvah do we count in Kupay Zayin? Isra Achila or Isra Hanah? Rambam counts Isra Achila. Okay. So the answer is that what we see over here in the Rambam is that even though Achil is a form of Hanah, but the Iker Hanah of food, is Achila. So even though the Gedder of the Isra Achila of Bas B'Chala And all those Yisurim, it says, where it says Lai Seichel includes Hana. And it's not an accident, Rabbi Yisai, that when the Torah wants to tell you Hana, it says Eichel, it says Achila. Doesn't say Hana. Why does it say Hana? Right? If we say Achila, it means Hana. Right? Because the Achila, the Hana food is Vekar Achila. Yeah? So the Rambam says that Achila is a form of Hana, but that's Pashit, that the Iker Hana of Eichel is to eat. Yeah? So Mela, if the Rambam has a choice, which is to count the Basa B'chala, Hana or Achila, Avada, Avada, the Rambam is going to hop on the Isser of Hakhila, the Hana of Achila, because that's the Iker Hana. So even though we say that Achila is a form of Hana, it's Echom Emine Hana, but it's obviously the Iker Hana. And therefore, even though it's Bisaydai, part of Isra Hana, but since that's the Iker Hana, so Mela, when we count in the Minyan Mitzvahs, we count the Isra Achila, not the Isra Hana. Yes, the main Hana of Eichel, of food, is by eating it.
It's the Iker Hana.
Oh. So Mela, it's not Shver in the Pirush Mishnayis either. So what do we ask? In the Rambam, in the Pirush Mishnayis, if the Iker is Hana, why don't we say that if the Adrab, let's say the Hana should be Chal, and Mela, this Achil will be Chal. Rambam says, since Achil isn't Chal, the Hana is not Chal. It is two separate Yisurim. The Rambam says that the Tali Habaha. Since the Achil can't be Chal, no. That's a question from left field, which you didn't think about for half a second. So we'll leave it for now. Okay, Basachas is the two different Yisurim. Basachas. That's what Issachal Issa. Okay, Boaz, not now. So Mela, when the Rambam says, and the reason why Bas B'chol can't be Chal and Chalev is because the Hana and the Chila are together, and since the Chila is not Chal, the Hana is not Chal, we don't say, what do you mean? But Achil is also Hana, a form of Hana. So Adrabba, let's say this Hana should be Chal, like Hekdish, and Memele is Achil will be Chal. The answer is very simple. Not very simple, but the answer is, perhaps, that since, like we said, even for the Rambam, the Iker Hana is Hana Sachila. And Mela, so we say, if the Hana Sachila is not Chal, because any is Chal Isser, Mela, this Hana is not Chal either. Because if the main Isser Hana is not Chal, the Hainu, Achila, because any is Chal Isser, so Mela, the Isser Hana, this Rana Basachal can't be Chal either.
What makes Achila the Isra'ana is just like the Mitzvah of the world.
Now we have a Rebbe's question. How do we know it's a separate Isra over there? They also say the Pasuk says Achila. How do we know it? Where? Me Gilu the Rambam Razu, who taught the Rambam this secret that by Hekdesh, this Rana is totally independent of this Achila. That the Rambam says. It's totally independent. We're not sure where he knows it from, but that the Rambam says. By Basul Cholov, where it's not independent, it's really one. But now the question is, which is Nikra Rana? And now we're saying that Iker Hana is the Achila. And that we see in the Rambam himself. That's why in Sefer Mitzvah counts the Mitzvah, the Isra Achila. It doesn't count the Isra Hana. Mela, that's the Ayman Pshat in the Pirush Mishnayis, that Iker, that Isra that the Isser, since the Isser Achil can't be Chal, Umeil Isser not can't be Chal, and that's why in Vashel, Chal B'Chelev, there's no Isser, Abbas B'Chal. Agapon, all this is against Taisus. Yeah. Because we see clearly in the Rambam, we don't say, no, not Taisim, it's not the Ramban, not the Ramban. According to Ramban, we say that if the second Isser has something over the first Isser, even though that something is not independent of the second Isser being Chal on the first Isser, like we're saying the Chi of Karbon, which is only Chal once it's Chal, right? So we see that the Ramban says, no, as long as the second Isser has more to it than the first Isser, it's Chal. Because if it will be Chal, there'll be more to it, so it's Chal. And the Ramban see finished not like that. If the Ramban held like that, then Basar B'Chalav has in it more than Chalav, right? It has an Isser of Hana. So overall, Isser Basar B'Chalav has more to it than Isser of Chalav, so therefore, if you're the Ramban, at least if you're the Ramban, then there's no reason why Basar B'Chalav shouldn't be Chal on a Chalav.
The Mela, according to the Ramban, the only Isser not is eating. According to the Ramban, the only Isser not
is
eating. Like, you can't get any
Anna. You can't sell Basar B'Chalav. You can't be an enemy from it. No, there are three psukim. Ram doesn't deny three psukim.
Why?
But Hana and Achila are intertwined.
Even if you're not
Achila. Avad is an Isra Hana without Achila. There's no Isra without Achila. There's nothing to talk about. There is an Isra Hana. Narvas, the Isra Hana is totally whether in the Isra Achila. If there's no Isra Achila, then there's no Isra Hana. Because Isra Achila and Isra Hana is one. And we say that once, if the Achila is not Chal, then it's Chal Isra, then no is not Chal either. So Mela never starts.
So
here I'm adding that the Hanah should be the Iker, and that should be first. And we say Adam, we say that's Chal, and Mele the Chil is Chal. That's what I'm saying. No, since even though Achil is a form of Hanah, but since that's the Iker form of Hanah, that's the Iker Hanah. Why does it need to be the Iker?
Because
the side of the Isser Basar B'Chalav, the Iker Isser in the Torah is Achila. The Iker Isser is Achila. The Iker is Achila. Ramon counts Achila. The Iker is Achila. So unless the Achila is Chal, then nothing's going to be Chal.
It has the
Chalit
illegal. It's just
like
the way it's ever passed.
What?
It has the Chalit.
We're saying that's the Ikra, that's the Ikra Yisari, that's the Ikra Yisari of Basar B'Chalav is Achila. Top,
it's... That's the Isser Shel Torah.
What?
What the Torah speaks about, what
the Torah asks, in
that normal way.
Again, Rambam Kupay Zayin counts Isser Achila. So you see it not like that. You see that Rambam telling us that Ikra Yisari of Basar B'Chalav is Achila.
Maybe the Ramban is just not agreeing with the
Iker.
Maybe he's just saying
that my issue over here is not, does the Ramban agree with this Rambam or not? I'm talking about, are you saying the Geshayla in how Issa Maisif works? In the Rambam we see, sorry, independent of my addition over here, yeah? Forget about it, I didn't say anything. We have Ram Pirush of Shnayis. Ram says that Basar B'Chalav, even though it's Asa Bahna, it's not Chal as Isser Maisiv. Why? Since the Achil is not Chal, then no, it's not Chal. Right? But, what do you mean? But Hare the Isser, Basar B'Chalav, overall, is more than Isser of Chalav, so why don't we say Maisiv? El Maisi in the Rambam, that in order to say Maisiv, it has to be that the Tosefes is going to be Chal, independent of whether the Isser Chal is going to be Chal.
And that the Rambam is agreeing. There's a machlokes in principle over here in how we look at the whole concept of Issa Maisiv. That's what I want from the Rambam against the Rambam. So you can start. I'm not interested in the Pratim Gabi Rambam. What he holds, what he doesn't. I don't care what he holds. There's a principle in the Rambam, in the Pirush Mishnah, is Lagabi, the side of Issa Maisiv, which Rambam disagrees with. Rambam says that as long as the second Isser is more than the first one, even though it's not going to necessarily chal, whether or not the first one's chal, whether or not the Icarus is chal, because if it would be chal, it's more, that's why it's chal. And the Rambam disagrees with that. That's what I want. Once we have the Rambam open, so I'm explaining the Rambam. Now, Der Chagav, hope I'm not going to be overkill over here, so I'm going to say this quickly once, be another. And if you get it, good, if not, not. We had mentioned on the Nekuda Neflah of the Pirkei Avot. I think we mentioned it. The Pirkei Avot says that Einis Chal Isser, really the second Isser is Chal. Narvas, you don't get a punishment, just not for Einshin. Right? And that's why you get buried in Yevamis, that is not Kamina, but you get buried Ben Yashram Gemurim. A guy is over Isser, Chayzish, Eshlach, there's no Enes Chal Isser, but still he did it a more Chamadik Isser, and he gets buried in a special spot in the Beis HaKvaris, Ben Yashram Gemurim, the elite. So Pim Gadim, because they had a cash in the Shach, I mentioned this, no? The Shach says that if you made a Shvua, or you made a Shvua not to eat Machol Sasuris, so Shvua is not Chal, but if you have a Chal Shesh B'Sakana, so you don't have to be, so either now you could eat it, but you don't have to mount the nether. So in fact, Pim Gadim, what do you mean? I read this was Chal. Even though and it's chal iser, but the second is chal. I mean, the guy made a shvua not to eat nevela. It was chal iser, it's not chal einish. But this was there, so there's chal shesh besakon. He should have to be matir shvua. Because now he can eat, but still there's an iser here. There's no chiv in the second iser, but there is an iser. Davin Lum said, no. What are you talking about? That mushvayim rasin ain't shvua chal shvua. This study will come up later in the paragraph. Also, ain't shvua chal shvua. We discussed this? Ein Shvua Chal Shvua. Ein Shvua Chal Shvua is pshat, it's not Chal at all. It's not the get of Ein Issa Chal Isser. Ein Shvua Chal Shvua, Mushvayim Arasina, Shvua and Isser, is not Chal, period. It has no meaning. You're ready Mushba, Mushvayim Arasina, you're Mechuyi, you can't be Mechuyi twice. That says the Avim Lum. So man, that's why the Shach says, you don't have to mat the net. Akapam, again, we have Yisari, the Kid, and the Pripgadim. Obviously, yeah, he's following the footsteps of the Rambam, and he has a nekuda neflah. He says, "What is the nekuda neflah?" Says Pim Gadim, that an ischal iser is only gabi einish, but the iser, the second iser is chal. Even an ischal iser, you're not getting the two malchus, but it's more chamor because there's double iser. Okay. Now, Chayra, the Pim Gadim's Nekuda Neflah is a steer to the Rambam's Nekuda Neflah. That's the Chab. Why? Because, according to the Pim Gadim, let's talk about Chalav B'Chel, right? According to Pim Gadim, the Isser Hanah, this is Basav Chalav, is Chal on Chel. At least Lagab Isser. Im Kain, at least Lagabi Isser, the Hanah is also Chal. You cook Chal and Bechel, according to Pim Gadim. Are you allowed to be nana from it? Eitan. Yes. You cook Pim Gadim. I go, why? Why no? What again? I'm sorry. What did you say? Are you allowed to be nana from it? The answer is no, sorry. No, you're not looking at it. Why? Because Inu Enes Chal Isser, sorry. Inu Enes Chal Isser, I meant to say Inu Enes Chal Isser, but that's only got punishment. But the second Isser is Chal.
That means basa b'chalav is chalav chaylev. That means you're not going to basa b'chalav. You're not going to get punished for it, for hana, but there's an isra hana. That's chal. Because ain't is chalis, it doesn't mean it's not chal. The isra is chal. There's no einish. So if the isra is chal, it means isra hana is chal. If the isra hana is chal, then that means it's maisif. That means basa b'chalav is maisif. Because the Isra Hana is Chal, even though it's not Chal Einshim, but. What? What? Second. No. The Bas B'Chalav is Maisiv on. Bas B'Chalav is Chal. It's Chal on Chalev with Maisiv, it's the Sefes. It's the surface of Hana, of an Isra Hana. So once it's Maisif, it's once it's Chal. It was even without the din of Isra Maisif, the Isra Hana is Chal, at least on an Isra level. So once it's Chal on an Isra level, that itself should make it that's considered an Isra Maisif, and then it should be Chal, even Gabi Malkus. That's my heart. But I said I'm only saying it once, so we're going to go right there. Ain't this chalisser? That's only because it's chalisser. What's that? It's chalisser. But, what? In Pim Gadim, man, that either is chalisser. The second is chal, but not for an Einish. Okay? Fine. That's when it's not. But over here it's Maisif. Over here it's Maisif. We say so. There's no mitzad einis chaliser. We'll say there's no einish on. Wait. What's that? There's no einish. There's no haisafa. You're right. There's no einish on hana. Yeah. 1 second. But I'm saying there should be 2 steps. Once the isra hana is chal, even minimally, even gabi isra, then now we say it's an isra maisif. Once. What?
Why are we saying this
according to the Rambam? That Ram says no is not Maisir, because it's never Chal. According to Godim, it's Chal minimally. Once it's Chal minimally, the Gab Isir, so now there's something extra. There's something extra, there's a shame Basav Chol that was Chal. At least the Gabi Hana. Even was not Chal Gabi Einish, but it was Chal Gabi Hana. So once it's extra, once something there's something extra about Isir Basav Chol over Isir Chalev, then now it should be Chal Gabi Einish also. Once it's Tesefes, even though that Tesefes is not Gabi Einish, then now it should be Chal Einish because there's Tesefes. Now there should be Chal Einish Achila, an Einish on this Achila. It should be like 3 steps. And once it's Achila, it should be Chal Einish Achila. An Einish on that.
Who's adding
Isher
to the admiration?
What?
Male
to an
after adding an
Isser? Yes. Because the Isser, not even, guys. Because even without the cloud of Maisif, there was a Tesefis over here that was added. Right? At least Lagabe Isser. The Isser of Basar Cholov added something onto Chalev, which wasn't there before. Added something, added an Isra Hana. So once it added an Isra Hana, that means now the Isra Achila should be Chal, even Gabi Einish.
Achila is
Hana. What?
Achila is
Hana.
Why are you taking
that
step?
No, we're saying
once there's a Hana.
It's the Sefes, huh? It's the Sefes. Wait. You know, Chil is a form of Hana, but the Sefes of Hana is still the Sefes. It's still adding. He can't sell it. It's still addition that he can't sell it. Oh, you're right. If not from Issa Maisif, there won't be an Einish. But now that it's Chal, now it should be considered Issa Maisif, and now we should say that even the Einish should be Chal.
Who said it starts?
That's my Chal.
Maybe it only starts at the beginning of the Einish. You're saying only because in the end there is an Einish,
what
starts.
No, I'm not saying. No. Don't accuse me of being Ramban here. I'm not saying that because it's going to be chal. I'm saying because it is chal. Wait. The din of ma'isif. Okay. Let's say. Eishes ish didn't have an Einish. Yeah? Eishes didn't have an Einish. Okay, so it's a bad case. Right? So you're not going to say that it's Maisif?
Of course not.
What?
Right, no.
What?
No, it isn't. It's just adding an Esser, but no Einish, why is it Maisif?
Without being wrong. The din of Ma'isif, right? Well, why should that? If the second Isser is more than the first Isser, that's Ma'isif.
What are you adding? You're not adding the agony. In the end, because there's an Isser, you're going to add an
Isser. No, I'm not saying that because at the end is going to be an Isser. I'm saying that the addition of the Isser Hanah should be considered Ma'isif. Why is Maisel only with an Einish? Anytime the second Isser is more encompassing than the first Isser, then it's called Maisel.
Are you saying there's only scoring over the Moslem?
What?
Are you saying
that Isser Hanah
being over this
for Moslem? No. I'm saying that Isser Hanah is the Tesefis over here. The Isser Hanah Basim Chalav. Even in a non-Einish form, should be considered Maisiv. It should be Maisiv on Chalev. And once it's Maisiv, then it should be Chalev and Gabi Einish.
Is it a Kashmir to be done to be there? And
the Ram assumes it.
Yeah.
So where does Ram know it from?
Does that mean
the Ramban. Ramban argued in Rashi. Ramban says Ramban in the second paragraph he said, we discussed yesterday, that he was grappling with whether or not a neder is chal on a mitzvah say. Maybe it won't neder kenny michal to be mekayim. That's where it was super in the two paragraphs. Says the Ramban, the Gemara in Darm says, Eshe Perek Zeh. So Gemara says neder gadol lekei Yisrael. In fact, the more with Lush Bar Sinai, he makes a shvur ned. We'll see what it is in a minute. To learn. So why are we saying it's chal? It's mashma chal. Why is it chal? It's mushma vaymin. Gemara says no. He doesn't have to learn this. But he padrat matzah kish shacharavis. Therefore, the shvur is chal. So he says, you see from here. That a shvur neder on a mitzvah, the chayra is not chal. It's not chal. Even
even by mitzvah, so that's for sure he wanted to say that neder is nachal kaim mitzvah license. But he had a tzad to say, but lisa kaim mitzvah say, it will be chal. That was the first paragraph. Second paragraph, he wanted to say, even neder is not even chal kaim mitzvah say. And then, you see, Parashat Gemara, that's not chal kaim mitzvah say. It's not chal than kaim mitzvah say. Because Gemara says, but why mit? Ekam eshe perig zeh. The Gemara says that Mujbaim, it's not Chal. What? That was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara answer, you have to learn this. The Gemara's teret. But we see though, in principle, even though Tumah Mitzvah say, even though Tumah Mitzvah say, still we say Mujbaim. I mean, the principle, the concept, Mujbaim, you can't be Nishba, Kai Mitzvah, is applies even by a say. It's Mujbaimit, what do you want?
I thought
it's
only
by Shmuel, not in Darwin, not in Darwin. I don't know what you're saying. Mujbaimit is only Azan. The Ramban is. The Ramban, who told Mujbaimit is only by Shmuel?
We'll
see. The man discusses whether it's, I said the man's going to discuss in a minute. Maybe it's not Kishua and a nether. But right now, the man's learning it's a nether. Okay. So he has a perish of Gemara that a nether is not chal kaya mitzvah. Even by Nasei, right? Even by Nasei, and as Rashi says, in Dor Machal mitzvahs both are same lice says. Yeah. And the Ramban says, here we see a Farish of Gemara, that a neder is not chal on a mitzvah say, l'kai mitzvah say. Says the Ramban, Seder. So Rashi is not very intimidated by this Gemara, Rashi is Tosai. And Rashi over there, so we don't have in our Rashi there, but the Ramban quotes the Rashi, and the Ramban of Vam and Nahar, and the Dorm of Ches also quotes the Rashi. The Rashi says, that the Gemara's Teretz is Lav Dafka. And the Gemara is just dicha ba'alma, that it's dicha ba'alma. The Gemara says that iboy patin afshe, but really, the real teretz is that a neder is chal l'kai mitzasei rashish tasei. So the Gemara is really just kidding. The Gemara is the kashim bush ba'imid. The Gemara is the teretz. Yeah, the real teretz is that neder is chal l'kai mitzasei. Yeah? So Vit after the Rav Nahar, at least somebody asked the question, what do you mean? How do you have a neder to do a mitzvah? How do you have a neder is an Isser Chefza? You're asking something. That's what we discussed yesterday in the Pal and the Ramban. Ramban Al-Taira. But the Rav Nahar argues in Rashi because of this point. Back upon him, so that's what Rashi says. So he basically laughed after the whole Gemara. Says Ramban, very sharp. He says, "Yachi kul tamuda mishabeshes." V'hai taina kohachi shtabish v'azel. So the other way he's saying, basically, with this approach, you could just like delete the whole, the whole shas. You know, the Gemara says one thing, the Shaktari in the Gemara. He said, "Not just kidding. Really, the kasha never really started because in the Dharma Chal kaim is a mitzvah. What kind of approach is that?" You know, okay, you basically betalt the kultar kulikis, you know. You can't take anything seriously anymore because the Gemara doesn't really mean it. Yeah? So if Elamai, no, you see Takan Dharma Nachal about the kindness of mitzvah. Says the Ramban that, okay, maybe we could get out of it because maybe that Gemara is talking about a Shavua. It's not talking about a Ned, it's talking about a Shavua. Because it says, "Harei eshna kama lekama harei alai." Literally, isn't a lashon of neder harei alai? He doesn't ask how it's chefza. Even now, he doesn't ask that. He says, "It's not a lashon of neder, not because the nature of what you're doing is not nederdik, shvudik." He said, "Because it doesn't say a lashon of neder. It doesn't say a neder at least needs a harei alai." The guy didn't say that. He said, "Ekon ve'eshna perakze." Tomorrow, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to finish us. Oh. So Mela's not arriving from there, it'll gotta be nether. Or is Rashi, the whole Rashi is by Ned, but Ned is Chal Mitzvahs. Shmuel was not Chal Mitzvahs. Right? So Mela, it's not a kasha from there. Then, says the Rabban, Avaraya, against all the side of Rashi. Then Ned is Chal Lekayim Mitzvahs. Even by Lais Hasei, and Ned is Chal. Right? Why? That Gemara, Craig's Gemara, that the Gemara Makis that asks that why don't we add Shvur Shlechrish Biyamtiv? The Gemara says Mushbaim Marasinai. The Gemara says that the Shvur Shlechrish Biyamtiv is not the Michal. You can't add that to your list of Malkas. Because Shvur Shlechrish is not Chal, it's Mushbaim. So what do you see? You see that. Oh, so why does the Gemara answer? They made a nether. Why does the Gemara say they made a nether not to do Harisha? Harisha lied. They made a nether not to do Harisha. And then you get Malkus for Bayachel. Why is it Kain and Parash ain't Chayrishba? Laila, yeah? You can have even a proper form of another Tasa Harisha, right? You can ask a part of a Harisha. So Mela, all the part of the world for Harisha. So Mela, or this part. Kainim para zeh laila Harisha. Yeah? You do that? Beautiful another. So then you have a cakes. Elamai. What's the Elamai? That nedarim are not chal l'kayim as a mitzvah. Now, when the Mishnah says nedarim are chal by mitzvahs, that means levat the mitzvah say. That's it. Not legabe l'kayim either mitzvah say or license say. But over here, the Ramban has to give in to Rashi a little bit, not by mitzvahs, but there's one instance where neder is going to be chal on a mitzvah, l'kayim. And that, if you have a neder on a shvuah, because that he has Yerushalmi, then he has Yerushalmi, that says the Farish, and when that pushes a ned machak, that Rudin says that if you made a neder, then you made a shvur, it's not chal. If you made a shvur, and then you made a neder, nedarim chal mal yisurin. Vein shvur is chal mal yisurin. So the Pharisee Shusham like Rashi, the neder is chal on Isser. Says the Ramban, but maybe that's dafka by yisurin that you make yourself. Meaning neder can be chal on a shvur. But neder can't be chal on the veil. And then he has a pasuk. By man-made isurim, we'll say a neder can be chal on an iser. But a neder on chaylev, neder on the veil, that you don't have a raya from there. So akapanim. Yeah, so that's basically Machlokes and Baal Rashi.